Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram is in studio right now on our local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Make sure you stop by and say hi to Jim and Bob and the entire gang at Vandermark Jewelers on Broad Street right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Oh, staying busy, Bull. You know how it goes. I feel like I give the same answer every time I'm on here. Yeah.
Well, in this line of work, staying busy is a very good thing.
If it's a
slow news day, that's not good for any of us. But, well, they have you kind of all over the place, covering the cops and courts and doing the best you can to stay on the Elyria beat and looking at a lot of other things as well. But I want to stay with the cops and courts for a moment. And want to give you an opportunity to tell those that have not heard the story of Larry Brown, a Kentucky man accused of killing a Lorain auto worker in 2016. I bring this up because Larry Brown's attorney, Mike Duff, asked to be taken off the murder case on the day of the trial. So if you can, catch us up to speed in all this and explain why he asked to be taken off the case on the day in which the trial was supposed to begin.
Well, this is a wild one, Bull. I mean, this is a case that a murder case is 3 years old at this point because the incident happened back in July of 2016, and it was just supposed to come to trial the other day. So according to Attorney Duff, whom I spoke with after everything went down in court, he basically said he encouraged his client to take a plea. Larry Brown has been in jail awaiting trial for about 3 years, so he gets credit for that towards whatever sentence he might get were he convicted. And Mr. Duff very flat out told me that he was inclined to have his client take the plea. Well, Mr. Brown, who goes by another name, which escapes me at this moment, declined to do that. And there were some other issues going on there that were kind of, attorney-client privilege that Mr. Duff didn't get into. And there were some other things going on, but basically Mr. Duff asked the judge, hey, look, you need to take me off this case because my client's not listening to me anymore. And he was very open about that when I called him. So we are going to get continued again in this case, and it'll be kicked on down the road, and we'll see. I think next week is the next hearing. But it was kind of it's kind of been a wild ride on that one. And sometimes that ends up being the nature of the justice system where these things take a lot of time, depending on the issues involved in the case. There's a case going on in Summit County now that I was following, just kind of watching from afar because I have a couple of friends who were reporting on it, where I think the murder happened about, a month or two ago, and already the guy entered a plea. So, these are just the kinds of things that can happen in our justice system, is that things can get pushed or they can be resolved really quickly.
Was Mike Duff an appointed lawyer, or was he Larry Brown?
I believe he was appointed, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And is that part of the reason why you think this has been drawn out as long as it's been drawn out? I mean, as you mentioned, it's 3 years old, and then you see something like this pop up, which is kind of unusual, but it leads you to believe that that's kind of why this case has been drawn out as long as it has.
Yeah, and I think there's other issues that are going on with this case. And again, I'm not inside any of these rooms when these decisions are made or when these discussions happen sometimes. I'm just kind of in there when they go on the record. But this is one that I think has some other issues that are involved that I really can't get into because I just don't know. And it happened before I ever started here, and we've only written a few times about it. Mr. Brown had allegedly after he committed the crime had fled to Maryland, and he was found in Maryland in a Baltimore hospital getting treatment. And was brought back here to face the charges. So I think there's some other things going on with him. I think there's some other things that are kind of going on with the case. I'll follow up on that, and whatever I hear on the record, I'll report in the Chronicle.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. We'll transition into something entirely different here. You reported on this earlier today. The cause of the fire at Loose Pizza in Grafton this past April, just a horrible, horrible story. What's the latest on all this?
So the latest is that they're really the Ohio Fire Marshal's office, which was called in because it was a large fire because of the commercial loss. They call the fire marshal's office when there's a large commercial loss in any kind of fire to determine whether or not it was accidental, whether or not it was arson, obviously arson being intentionally, something intentionally set. Well, the investigators, the fire investigators, talk to everybody involved, talk to Kelly Waddell and, you know, and to another gentleman who was helping him. And he had run 216 Bistro, which was there on Main Street. And basically it was that day, according to what Mr. Waddell told the, told the investigators, basically he was filling one of those torpedo heaters. I think people have seen them in their friends' garages before if they don't also, you know, have one on their own. But one of those long, you know, long torpedo heaters. He's filling it with kerosene, and his friend went to plug it in. There were sparks. The kerosene caught on fire and took the whole place and Lou's Pizza along with it. Now, the thing about fire investigators finding this cause to be undetermined is all they have to go on, basically, is evidence and witness statements at the scene. So they got the witness statements from the guys who were in the garage, the bottom floor garage, when this all went down. But there was no actual, like, there wasn't really real hard forensic evidence of anything that they were able to go on, because everything was destroyed and basically the buildings collapsed in on themselves. Anything that wasn't destroyed by fire was destroyed by crushing. They weren't able to determine whether or not they were actually filling a heater in there, you know. They did find kind of a burned and melted sort of extension cord that might have been going from the heater to the wall. You're talking about two buildings that were built in the 1890s. So whether or not depending on when the wiring was last worked on, you know, we really don't know kind of what the status of the wiring was. So the fire marshal's investigators couldn't really say, well, yeah, it was faulty wiring, or yes, it was this other thing, or yes, this is what happened. They just didn't have any evidence beyond the witness statements. So their official cause at this point is undetermined after about a 4-month investigation. So that's sort of where it stands. I mean, they came down with that ruling just recently. And insurance is taking care of some of the costs. Lou's Pizza has a new location. We heard that they were opening real soon, like today even, I believe. They might be opening back up for business down there in Grafton. So, and the village officials have been real clear about wanting to rebuild that block, maybe putting in another restaurant. Last I talked to Joe Price, who's the village administrator down there, he said, you know, the village is still committed to rebuilding that block, and it's a big chunk of downtown Grafton, you know, and some place that, you know, I think there'd be really great opportunity for another business to go in there. That's up to some business owner or some, you know, the property owner to do that.
Yeah, hard to believe it's been 4.5, almost 5 months now since that fire. All right, Dave, before we get into our scanner stories, I just want to hit on something that you had retweeted earlier today about some potential delays in the Avon area. There's some construction happening on Chester Road, and it sounds like that certainly could cause some backups all across the area.
Yeah, so motorists, you know, out there on Chester Road, and particularly in between State Route 83 and Travelers Point, which is kind of another little, you know, small side street there. This is all basically going on Chester Road in front of Avon City Hall. It's City Hall right there, the Dunkin' Donuts, the Circle K, the Get-Go, a little to the, you have to forgive me on my directions here, a little to the west of the Walmart, right there in kind of that area. Basically, two-way traffic only starting yesterday. That will be maintained between 83 and Travelers Point. Anything west of Travelers Point, it's only going to be one-way westbound and no eastbound traffic whatsoever. So that's basically, you know, west of Travelers Point, you can't go east, but you can go west. So go west, young man.
There you go. I like that. Well done, sir. Go west, young man. All right, Dave, we've reached that point in the interview where we get to dive into the scanner archives here. What kinds of scanner stories do you have for us?
Well, I got two, and I'll give them to you real quick. Again, our good friend and photographer over at the Chronicle, Andrew Dolph, over the weekend, overheard on the scanner two dispatchers from police on the beat. Also, can you tag this house? It's totally flea-infested, unquote. So please don't go in that house. And from another Twitter feed that I follow, an officer was called because somebody was not wearing shoes in a gas station bathroom. To quote the officer, "What the blank is wrong with you?"
Wow. So wait. Somebody actually took the risk of walking into a gas station bathroom without wearing any shoes. No sandals, no shoes, nothing?
Correct.
You made national news when Britney Spears did it, remember, all those years ago?
And then somebody called the cops on them, which I think is also the other thing.
Wait, Britney Spears did that?
Yeah, it was like,
oh yeah,
it was when she was going crazy for a while there. She made her comeback. But
shaved all her hair, remember that?
Yeah. And then, oops, someone did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Oh, oops, someone did it again.
See, you walked right into that.
You just put
that on a tee for me. I had to hit it. I wasn't just going to let it sit there. It
took you like a minute and a half to get to it.
I wanted you to finish your sentence. I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted you to finish your sentence first. That's all. I just wanted you to finish your sentence.
You may be at the fair, Bull, but that was very unfair.
Oh, see? Dave's on fire back at the studio
Another
as well. Pun game is very, very strong so far, no doubt about it. Dave, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Always a pleasure catching up. Believe it or not, I think next week we'll actually be in the studio together for the first time, what feels like months.
That'll be different.
Yeah, that'll be really different. We can actually see each other when we do this next week.
Yes, good times.
Good stuff. Dave, thank you as always.
Hey, thank you.